Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. You know, every once in a while, we bring people back. And Barb Provost, who is the founder of Purse Strings, was on our podcast a long time ago, like a year ago. And she blew our socks off back then. And we have been continuing to stay in touch because I absolutely love personally what Barb does, what she's created. But it had been so long since she was on the podcast, and all sorts of new stuff always happens. We wanted to take some time and have her back on the show to talk a little bit more about this program that she's rolling out, that she has rolled out. But if you stay tuned till the end, you really, really, really want to pay attention because there's a substantial incentive, for lack of a better description. But Barb, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks very much.
We're going to go back, and I would love for you to remind our listeners who you are and what you're doing.
Sure, sure. Well, my name is Barb Provo, and I am the founder of Purse Strings. I have been working for 25 plus years in the insurance and financial industry as an adult educator. I don't sell any products or services, but what I've done is consulted and developed training and education for leadership within those organizations and for sales forces and helping them launch their programs, products, things like that. And over the years, while doing that, I could see that women were really being overlooked as a market. For many, many years, I would bring this up to leadership and they couldn't see it like I could see it. So I've been on this journey for several years around really making sure women are prepared for their financial future. And so about 7 years ago, after I went through a divorce, I realized that the women I was navigating that process with really had a lot of questions about fundamentals in their life around money in their household, how much income they had, what their bills were, if there was life insurance in the household. And I thought, wow, these are really fundamental questions that women should know. And then bingo, I thought, wow, I could see where the insurance and financial industry was overlooking women. I could experience that. And then I could hear these women saying how they were not prepared for their financial future. And out of that, I created Purse Strings.
So needed, so important. But you've taken it really, again, to this next level, which is why I am such a huge fan, which is kind of what you previewed there already, right? You're not in direct competition with anybody who is going to be potentially using the system, correct?
Right. We don't sell any products or services. What we do at Purse Strings is we provide resources, knowledge, skill, first to all women out there. They can go to pursestrings.co and take advantage of the free online resources that are provided to them right on the site. These resources don't sell products. What they do is they help prepare women to go have conversations with their financial professionals about anything from purchasing auto insurance to life insurance to purchasing a home or starting a budget. And that's all free to women. I wanted to provide a network of women where women could go and ask questions, get them answered without the pressure of a sale. But the other side of that, the real important side also, is that we provide online education to insurance and financial professionals on how to reach women, engage with them, and really earn their hard-earned dollar. Because I could see where this industry, and I did all the research, the deep research says that the financial and insurance industry, they win the award as being the least sympathetic to women. So what I'm doing is educating those industries on what they need to do to really engage women, which is now women are a force to be reckoned with. They're $20 trillion underserved market.
Well, and your research has also shown, which is one of the things that I love following you on social media. So if you don't follow Barb Provo on social media, please, dear God, go ahead and follow her because she's putting stuff out on a regular basis. But one of the things that I saw was if people go through your program, it actually helps you sell to men too. Isn't that correct?
Well, it really provides an awareness to both parties. So it really shows you that you cannot use the same broad brush when selling to both men and women. And even when it comes to women, there are many, many different subcategories of women and what they need that's different and unique from their insurance and financial professionals. So the days of broad brush are way, way over. I mean, someone said to me one time, even if you look at the bread aisle, you think bread is bread, but they have bread for every single different need under the sun. It's the same thing. We really need to subcategorize and really investigate and look at the needs of our customers as individuals.
How do you do that? So let's break down this training just a little bit more deeply. Would you mind?
Sure. Sure. So how you do that is, you know, this is, they would say insurance and financial businesses are relationship based, but I would argue that much of it has been transactionally based. And that is often because oftentimes it's to sell a product. Or if you're in a more of a long-term financial relationship, women would say, they don't even look at me. That's the first thing women say to me. When I'm dealing with an insurance or financial professional and I'm with my spouse or my partner, they don't even look at me. So it's about really learning who your customer is. And your customer, let's take women today, right? You could be a married woman with several children working from home. You could be a divorced woman starting her own business. You can be a single mom raising toddlers. The needs of those women are very, very different when it comes to insurance and financial planning. So when I talk about a relationship business, I can't tell you how important it is to really get to know your customer and what their needs are. And that means building relationships by spending time and listening. And those sound like very basic skills, but they're very, very hard to do in this day and age of things being consistently, you know, fast, on the fly, you know, I'll send you this, I'll send you that. Where is the relationship gone? Women want professionals who are going to learn who they are as an individual and be part of their team over the long term.
You know, my grandmother said to me, just because you have 2 ears doesn't mean you know how to listen. And so, you know, that's something I've held very, very near and dear to my heart. And I know that's part of your program, but, you know, getting back to the brass tacks, the hard numbers, women are the recipient of the majority of transfer of wealth because you guys live longer. And if I'm ignoring you, right, which is just horrible, that drives me up a wall that any human in the 21st century would still be acting like it's, you know, the 1940s. But you're really missing out on so much. One, you're missing out on a wildly dedicated, devoted, and loyal group of people. And on top of that, you're going to lose. What is this statistic? I'm going to probably be off on this, but it's like 90% of women leave their husband's financial advisor after their husband dies.
Oh, yes. It's very, very high. And why is that? It's because the financial advisor has never developed a relationship with the woman, never asked her, what is it that you need? What are your concerns? Let's plan for your financial future, which is different than your husband's because you're going to be living longer and your health and welfare are going to be expensive during that time. And what is it that you want to do in your retirement? No one asks her those questions. And I can't tell you, just the other day, I was talking to a large financial organization and they said to me, millions of dollars walk out this door the minute the man dies, the woman takes her money. And it kills them when this happens. But the reason it's happening is because they've never done their work from the onset.
Right. Well, if you let's talk a little bit more about the program, because not only is it a much needed education, but there's some real benefits to financial services professionals who go through this. Would you mind sharing with everybody kind of some of the added sprinkled love that you have put into this program?
Sure. So what we provide is more of a foundational training. We've put it all online, so you don't even have to leave your desks. And it takes place over a 3-week event. And the reason I did that is because we really want to tee up what is happening in the marketplace today. What are the institutions or companies that are doing really, really well serving women? And what's the realization that they found in their research? And how can the financial services industry leverage some of that? And then what we do is we provide an assessment to each learner that takes this course, and they do a deep dive of their own agency, their own practice, their own business to see where they're doing well serving women and where they might have gaps. And then we talk about strategies and ways to fill those gaps and how to serve the female market. Now, of course, all of this is work. It doesn't happen overnight. The research is very deep. There's a lot of things to read. It's very engaging. But you get out of it what you put into it. And you can walk away with a really healthy assessment that guides you for your own business and your own agency on what you can do to really better engage the female market. And that's just the 3-week online workshop that we have. Once that's done, you'll be armed with what you need to do particular to your own business. Now, for those agents that or financial professionals that are going to be serving women for the long run, know that this is their career for another 10, 20, 30 years, they'll want to say, wow, this is the most powerful market. People think women are a niche market, and I always say they're 51% of your market. So women are your market. They need to adapt and adopt some new strategies. And if they do that, and they can then apply to be purse strings approved. And what that means is they've applied for it, they've taken the education, they've made changes to their practices, to their organization, to their business, and now they are fully equipped to serve women the way women want to be served. We then vet them through that, and should they pass, they become a purse strings approved provider. And what they do as a provider is you get your own web page on the Purse Strings website, and we promote you through all of our social media, through LinkedIn. We retweet anything you tweet or repost anything you post, as well as put you out on our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and we promote you through our newsletters. So what we're doing is we're constantly promoting those men and women who are Purse Strings approved to our community of women that are looking for individual financial professionals to help them be financially fearless. They're always looking for somebody, you know, they can trust. And what we're providing them is a trusted professional that's been trained and vetted by Purse Strings to serve the female market.
Have you had any sort of compliance or broker-dealers issues with being able to say that you've gone through this education?
You know, that's a great question. And I did do some research and sent an inquiry to the SEC, who did some investigation. And they did say that although every individual has to do their own due diligence, they found it okay. And I have the letter if anybody needs it. Yay. To put Purse Strings approved professional on their signature page or wherever they'd like to post it, because what it's showing is that they've been trained and vetted on how to serve the female market.
Right. And the educational nature of your program also includes some continuing education. So, I mean, you've really checked all of the boxes, haven't you, Barb?
Right. We've recently been accredited with 12 CEs by the state of Illinois. So you can earn 12 credits.
That's magnificent.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's a really big deal. That means that, you just got not only, you know, a moderate SEC validation or real SEC validation, but now you also have the continuing education component of it. Let's talk about some case studies or some people who've been through your program and some of the feedback that you've gotten, like, oh my God, Barb, I never knew this, or would you mind sharing some of those?
Sure. Well, people have, you know, the feedback that I get a lot from women are, I went to your website, gosh, I didn't realize, you know, this about buying a mortgage, or, you know, my sibling was an attorney, but even so, when I read your information, I couldn't believe that I learned this or that about it. You know, what we create is so user-friendly. It doesn't have a lot of the vernacular. It's just basic case studies and ways that we would speak to one another in regular everyday language to explain it. Since my background is adult education, I like to be clear and concise as possible. Yeah. And so many people, you know, they are just shaking their head when they realize the statistics where women are at. And, you know, the fact that most people, when they retire with about $25,000. Which is a sorry state of affairs. So a lot of people have found a lot of engagement through getting the resources through the site. And the next question to me is, who can I go to? Who can I trust? And that's where our Purse Strings approved providers come into play. And that's the push that I'm making right now, is to really investigate and look for those individuals who really want to provide service to women through Purse Strings and be a Purse Strings approved provider. I will tell you that I've also done some work with the World Bank, and most recently I've built a similar course for their client in Ecuador and Vietnam on banking on women. So we've expanded into the banking industry as well. But a report came out with the work that I did with them in Nigeria, where we built education for advisors on how to serve women. And after 2 years, their study showed their portfolio increased. Are you ready for this? 52% by serving women. It was incredible. It's far exceeded any thoughts that I would have. And I'm happy to share that information as well with you in your newsletter, on your site, to show that training is such an important arm of making changes within organizations, and exposure of how women are an underserved market and tapping into them. They really need these products and services.
Who is your ideal client? Like, let's break that down a little bit more. You touched on it quickly there, but our listeners who are sitting back and saying, you know, I want to be Purse String approved, right? Because that's just awesome and what a great moniker to have. Mm-hmm. Who should be reaching out?
Anybody that really feels, any insurance or financial or banking professional who really feels that they understand the value of the female market, and they really want to engage with them and learn what they need to do differently, find out where they're going wrong, where they're making mistakes, and how they can hone their products and services. So my target market could be anyone from the individual broker who wants to really expand their business and learn about it, to leadership within an organization that says, let's take a look at this content and see how we can leverage and create an integrated strategy within our organization. Because the training is one component, but really, if you want to get your money's worth, it's really looking at the products and the services that you're offering. Are there any products here that we're making available to fit a woman's needs that are so different? What are the services that women need that are different than men? And really spreading that service broader within an organization. So it comes at many levels. It can be on an independent sole individual level, or can become an organizational strategy. And I've consulted at all levels, from an organizational strategy when I've worked with the likes of, you know, Allstate, and I've worked with combined insurance or smaller insurance companies. I've worked with AAA Life. I've been, you know, working with leadership, and I've been working with the individual salesperson, and really this accommodates both.
So long and short of all of that is it's 51% of the market. I'm just going to go back to that part. I mean, because that to me is still, that is like the utter no-brainer. You have very few people, if any, have gone through any specialized training to deal with the majority of the marketplace, which is unbelievable and astounding to me. So not only do you have the opportunity to, you know, become Purse Strings approved, but you also have the CE opportunity. Plus, you also have the opportunity to venture into a very uncrowded space, right? That's the other thing. You know, from a marketing and podcasting perspective, we're always looking for people like you, right, Barb, who are doing something fundamentally unique and different. And there aren't a lot of people out there, and we know this because we monitor the podcast channels very, very closely, but we really only have maybe two or three people out there who have an active podcast that are talking about the needs of women when it comes to overall financial conversations. And, you know, I think that before you would become a podcaster in that area, or being a thought leader in your area, or even a micro influencer, you need to go through this Purse Strings program. Because Barb, I have a feeling, and I could be wrong here, that through this education, these advisors, these agents would have more than enough content to create white papers and to create marketing material and create communication pieces that would really communicate to this 51%. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Yes. And this is so needed. I mean, think about if you just didn't look at, you know, half the people that walked in your door didn't even address them. That's what's happening. And so often, I think it's because we've kind of gotten into these routines of how the work goes, that we haven't stopped and stepped back and really assessed what's happening in the marketplace, what's happening outside our doors. What's changed? When there's tons of things changing now in the workplace, I mean, women are opening businesses every day. They're earning more degrees. They're trying to climb the ladder and getting more high level positions. Women are just exploding, and they need the products and services that the insurance and financial institutions offer to help them be prepared for their financial future. But unless they change their ways and really understand what women need, which is quite different than what they're giving them, they're going to continue to be an overlooked market. And like you said, women are coming into the largest transference of wealth in decades. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. they are the most valuable market right now.
So Barb, when somebody does become Purse Strings approved, besides being on your website and stuff like that, what else do they get? I mean, are you helping them with the communication pieces? Do you have any content or anything like that they can utilize to address the new market that they've should have been paying attention to 30 years ago?
Yeah, we will consistently send them information, tips, tricks, ways to engage, reminders, things like that, in order to keep them abreast of what's going on in the marketplace, and really reminders about did you remember to check your greeting on your voicemail? Do you remember to train your staff on certain processes or procedures? What have you done out in your community to reach for women? Things like that, and give them ideas and tips consistently so that it's always top of mind. Our whole goal is education, knowledge, and skill so that they have everything they need in order to consistently reach and serve the female market. And, they need to also go out and study their market in terms of who is their market, who's their audience, and what are their current customers today need, really doing their own kind of social proof or investigation of their own market. So we'll always consistently challenge them to keep looking for those areas where they can hone their skills or their business practices in order to serve women.
Wonderful. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes of why, well, besides all of the wonderful information, we wanted to get you on the show because you've got a special offer. Now I want everybody to understand, not only do we not do this very often, because we only really do this for our strategic partners and people who we really have a lot of faith in, but also this is such an unbelievable deal that we actually are moving some of our marketing and communication around to get the word out. Because as most of you know, if you've been listening to our podcast for a while, our strategic vision in 2019 was really helping women get their voices out in the marketplace. And I believe that through Barb and through the Purse Strings idea, philosophy, and education, that's going to help us, very selfishly, Barb, help us achieve our vision for 2019. So would you mind telling everybody about what they need to sign up for and click on and all that kind of good stuff?
Sure. So if you go to my website, pursestrings.co, insurance, financial professionals, financial organizations, leaders, you can sign up for the Reach, Engage, and Earn the Female Dollar 3-week online workshop. And it's at a special rate of just $249. We're calling this our Super Summer Special to get this out and about before summer starts so everyone can get their CEs, because we also, upon completion of the course, you'll earn 12 CEs. So it's kind of a great special that we're running. However, it's only through June 15th. So we're making a big push to get people in to take the course before June 15th, and then they can go enjoy their summer.
And we will make sure that we have direct links to all of those in our show notes so that you guys can just very, very easily click through the podcast. Well, Barb, I'm sure it goes without saying thank you so much from all of us here at Top Advisor Marketing, and really those of us who try to be somewhat awake in the financial services community, understanding that 51% of the population is not a niche, largest wealth transfer ever, and you don't want to lose relationships because you're just not paying attention to those relationships. So thank you so much for what you have built. This is a great system, everybody. Heck, it's 12 CEs. I mean, right there, that's even better. But what it's going to do is it's going to open your eyes to a lot of things that you just don't do as well as you should. And I don't know about anybody else who's listening, but I am always trying to figure out how I can do whatever I do better. I always want to sharpen that saw. I always want to go ahead and be the best Matt Halloran I can be. And I believe that taking this program through Barb, you can become not just a better advisor, but you're overall going to become a better human. So Barb, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate it very much.
If you have not subscribed to the podcast, click that subscribe now button below. And if you know somebody who really needs to go through this Purse Strings program, what you need to do is you need to send them this podcast, or even better, just make it even easier, send them to link. And you said it was pursestrings.co, correct?
That's right.
All right. So we'll make sure that we have everybody send everybody there. And it is only until June 15th. So make sure that you're getting that stuff signed up for very, very quickly. And so for Barb, the founder of Purse Strings, and for everybody here at Top Advisor Marketing, we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.